Blog Talk Radio.
This is Conglomerate Radio.
Can you get me some salt and vinegar chips? And some now and laters? Oh, I really want a tropical fantasy. Some buttercrunch cookies and drink cake.
Of course, why would it work? Why would it work? We get nothing for this.
You're an idiot.
It's the greatest show in the world, you fucking asshole.
All they do is stay out there and talk about garbage. They just talk, talk, talk.
And don't forget my skills. It's because you are going to the Vega.
The verbal barbershop is in order.
Oh, good for you!
Come one, come all. The bodega is now open. What's up, Sid?
What's up, Paul? What's going on, man?
Yes, everybody. We are live in effect.
We back!
We're back, bitches.
That's it. It feels good to be back after a little hiatus.
Yeah, man. We've been laying low in the cut. We had to lay low in the cut, man. Just, yo, me and Sid have a lot of things popping off in our personal lives. It's been trying to juggle it. We don't get paid for this.
Well, depending on who you ask. No, we don't get paid for this. Oh, can we welcome the third man in the booth, by the way?
Oh, yeah, man. Go ahead, go for it. Since you seem to definitely be good friends with him more than I am.
Well, our lovely producer / intern / newly taken and spoken for producer Big Deuce is behind the boards tonight. Of course he would give himself a round of applause.
Oh, no, yeah. That's terrible.
There you go, you son of a bitch. All right, everybody, man. This show, like usual, let's just give everybody the reminder. Yo, it's a talk show. We crack on a lot of things. We may get serious. If anything, though, we always bring it back around to hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? Like, because me and Sid are authentic 90 heads. We the motherfuckers. Go ahead.
I think we could even go further and say we're just authentic hip-hop heads.
That's
period.
We're real hip-hop heads. We're the motherfuckers that don't mysteriously blog or leave comments on various message boards and sites, you know, talking about how so-and-so's whack, so-and-so. Nah, we ain't about that. We ain't hiding behind a veil, man.
No, we calling out people. We're calling out people.
Yeah, if we don't like you, we're going to say you's a bitch. That's what I'm saying. Damn it, I missed it.
Speaking of firing shots, did you hear about the whole flex thing?
Oh, I did hear. Okay, wait a minute, because I think I already screwed up, so, and it's been a minute, people, it's been over a month, man, so let's get this out the way.
The following program may contain adult language and theme. Listener discretion is advised.
Had to go there.
Have I ever mentioned how sexy she sounds? She sounds.
Yeah.
Terrible, man.
You have.
Thanks, Jesus. Maybe what's up. All right, so you want to get into the flex?
All right, man, you know what? Let's just start it up. We're going to go into Funkmaster Flex. You want to set this up?
Oh, sure, absolutely.
You want to set this up? Go ahead.
This was Flex last week. I'm pretty sure it was last Tuesday night on his nightly show on Hot 97 here in New York. Apparently, an executive at Interscope Records got him mad for some unknown reason. Maybe he didn't get the guest that he wanted. So he decided to go off on a little rant.
You son of a bitch.
Oh, yeah. He definitely went off on a rant.
And he called the exec out by name. Said that, I'm going to paraphrase this, but he said that he had 24 hours to get it straight or he would not play, or Hot 97 would not play any Interscope records, period, which would include 50... and Dre, and other acts, Akon's on the label.
Yeah, it's all of Interscope. all of Interscoop and all its subsidiaries. So
now, now with that being said, I think it was less than 24 hours later that he had to issue an apology, because the music director at the station, and believe me, I know this story very well from personal experience, pretty much told him to put a muzzle on it.
Yeah, he muzzled
him. Oh,
good
for you!
Yeah, and put the kibosh on things. But it would have been really interesting.
Oh,
I think it would have been really interesting if that actually... Because, you know, that proved that Flex doesn't really have pull in the town anymore, as he swears he does, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, man. But, like I said, it would have been great to see him if, like you said, if he followed through, it would have been dope, because at least it would have shown a DJ taking a stand and trying to do something different, in my mind. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I wanted to know what exactly did the exec at Interscope do to get him on this rant.
Yeah, you know what? That hasn't even come to light yet. And I don't know if we'll ever find out. You know what I mean?
Like, I mean, it's one thing to say it behind the scenes. I mean, we go on rants behind the scenes all the time. But to do it on air with pretty much, I don't even want to say the number one hip-hop station in the market, because that's not true anymore.
Uh-oh. Wait, hold on, brother. I got to cut you off. It looks like we got our first caller, so this could be anything.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let's see what's up. All right. Hold on, let's see. Damn it, answer the phone. I can't figure out these. Yo, man, we got new phone lines. I can't figure them out. Hello. Are you on the. Is this our guest? Is this our big guest tonight?
Sure.
What's up, bitch?
What's
up, bitch?
How you doing? How y'all doing up there and why?
Wow, he's kind of mellow tonight. But, yo, we got it.
Oh, you fired a shot for us right now.
I got a six-month-old. That's all we do. Mellow.
do you want to get into the intro? I wanted to know if Pablo was going to get into the intro, because he just never explained who you are.
No, I didn't. I'm just hitting bombs, yo.
You know who I am.
I know who you are.
Of course you know.
All right, man. Let's do it.
We can curse,
yo, this is.
We can curse.
Oh, yeah. You can go by
a while.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Awesome.
Go ahead. You want to start?
Fuck you. Is that better? That what you want to
the
hear?
Following program may contain adult language and theme. Listener Ooh. Discretion is advised.
Ooh.
Yep. Let's clarify
tough.
That.
That chick.
Yeah. All right.
This
all
is
right,
a 9:30. This is a 9:30 show.
Yes.
See, it's ironic that we got into a Flex rant and he calls at the exact moment in time.
Who are you ranting about?
Well, okay, wait. First, let's get the intro out the way, man, because we actually...
Yeah, get the intro out.
We actually got people that listen, man.
I'm surprised.
Go ahead.
All right. For everybody who don't know, man, straight up, for the people that know us, that know me and Sid, that know us since the high school days, since the Skills Road days, everybody, this is the one and only Hype Man, second MC, that nigga. Nut.
Got the one part.
Nah, man, I thought we just called it Nut. Well, okay, one Nut. I think it's mandatory while he's going.
Don't forget, it's spelled with a K.
And for those that don't know who the hell he is, don't worry, he's probably going to add definitely another dimension tonight.
Quite possible.
Because like ourselves, he's a deep hip-hop head.
Way to raise expectations.
Way to lower him, two in one shot.
yep, that's me. Oh. Okay.
Dude,
all right, so, if everybody... What happened?
No, I didn't say anything. I was just saying, who were you ranting about before?
We were talking about the Flex rant on Hot 97 earlier last week.
Flex? What did he do? You know we don't get that shit down here in Hicktown.
All right.
That's right, he's a Philadelphia.
All right, so let's...
Oh, and we got some Rick Ross shit to get up into tonight, too.
Oh man. This
Rick
is going to be a
Ross,
real deep
like
show.
Wasn't he like some prison guard or some shit? Is that
we will get into that.
Stop. All right. Anyway, let's get to the Flex thing because, you know, Deuce, I hate you. as we get into it, it was Flex went on a rant on an executive Interscope, said he was going to play no more records from Interscope, which included 50, M and Dre. The music director at Hot 97 told him he had to put a muzzle on him. And then all I could think about was you doing your Flex impression from back in the day.
Oh,
when you're dropping bombs.
I don't even remember.
Oh,
oh
my
God.
God.
Hold on. You got to give me a little bit of Flex, like how he does things now, because it's a while.
Flex never changed.
Oh, it never changed, man. It never changed.
What's up,
no.
Mac?
What?
I don't know. All I know is I'm trying to iron a motherfucking shirt for tomorrow, and my iron ain't busted.
What? Yep, we're back to square one, people.
It is a skills reunion right now.
Okay. Oh man, I don't even have none of that music loaded up, man.
You know what? And maybe that's a good thing. That probably saves the show right now.
Right.
Oh man.
So
what
y'all doing, man? What y'all doing? How's life? For Sid Hasim and Pablo.
Oh God, he's calling us by our birth. Why you gotta be calling us out by our government name?
Oh, I'm sorry, Grifter. Grifter and what the fuck is it? The Crow?
I hope another
Way
button busts off this shirt.
Do Image Comics even still exist?
Wow.
Yes.
Does?
Yes.
People
yes.
Comic books?
Yes.
Yes. The two nerds are like, yes.
Whatever happened to Jim Lee? I just want to know. He was my favorite comic book artist. My fucking iron isn't working! Gotta understand, I'm wearing SpongeBob pajamas, walking around the house trying to plug in a fucking iron, and it's not fucking working.
Damn, Skip.
Oh, now, Skippy calls right now, this show, I'm just hanging it up.
By the way.
Yes, sir.
Eminem sucks. Sorry.
Oh, we can get into that too.
He is a shell of his former self. That's all I have to say. He is.
Now wait a minute. Now are you talking that based off of the We Made You joint?
I'm talking about Crack a Bottle.
Okay, Crack a Bottle could have been better.
Could have been? Nah,
it could have been better.
Dr. Dre pulled out the fucking file cabinet with fucking tracks that Snoop Dogg rejected in the Doggy Style era and said, hey, this looks good. That's what he did.
Wow.
Have you heard 3 a.m. yet?
No, I have not heard. I have not heard 3 a.m. yet. If that was the joint that should have started this whole revamping of Eminem shit, then that's what they should have led off with, not this Crack a Bottle shit, not with...
All right. How about this? Let's see. Okay, let's get your take right now, right? I'm going to play a snippet, all right? That means if you only heard those, you haven't heard this yet, all right? Let's play a snippet, because I know we're not going to be able to play any full songs tonight. I just sense we're never going to be able to.
No way close.
It's already proven to be an ADD heavy show. So
yes.
Let me play a snippet, okay? And then I'm going to cut it off, all right? Check this out. Yes, this is brand new Eminem as of yesterday.
It's your birthday. A little party.
I'm Dre from back in the day, from N.W.A., from black in the gray, from choking a bitch to smacking her face, from stacking up bodies to racking their kids up, from racking a bitch to stacking them crates up. I'm still hungry and I'm back with a tapeworm. And with what's happening and rapping the same, me and Shady Force competition, faggot, there ain't none.
Think of the devil, it's attack of the rain, man. Chainsaw in hand, blood stain on my apron. Soon as the blaze fun, they run away from. Who wanna play dungeon, no one to save from. In search of a brain surgeon, the great one. Wait, today's funny, man, it's urgent, I need one. Two boxes of detergent and a pay gun. And an emergency squirt gun to spray A1. Oh, one more time for a mess on set. Dre, drop that beat and scratch that break.
All That's an appropriate sound effect.
Wow.
Dude, wow. Don't you hear traces of both, what the fuck was that 50 Cent's first hit single? What the hell was that shit called again?
In the Club?
In the Club. Don't you hear traces of In the Club? Plus, what was that beat, that duet that Eminem and Dre did with the turnaround video and shit like that?
Oh, Guilty Conscience.
Thank you. Don't you hear that? Don't you hear that in the background? I'm telling you, Dre's...
Nuts going in. Fuck it, nuts. Fuck it, you deserve it.
Tell them niggas why you mad, sir. Tell them niggas why you mad, sir. Tell them why you mad, sir. Word up. Tell them why you mad, sir.
He's recycling his own bullshit. That's it. That's just, you know, at some point, Dre must have been like, damn, I ain't got no new ideas. Timbaland just stole them all.
Wow. Wow. Hold on, I got to get my flex on. Yo, people don't know how serious this is. This dude on the phone right here used to be the biggest Dre disciple, son. Y'all don't know what's going on right now.
Listen, every single legend or team has a moment where they cross the line, okay? We're talking, this is A-Rod, A-Royd, Yankee shit right here. The second that the Yankees signed A-Rod, A-Royd, a dumbass, they went downhill, okay? The second that Dr. Dre decided to rehash old-ass beats and pull a fucking Axl Rose and take 10,000 years to come out with the fucking Detox, please.
Wow.
Do you really think after listening to that Eminem album that the Detox is going to be anything other than a fucking, like going to a fucking 80s concert with fucking Styx and Warrant?
Well, Detox is already screwed. And
next thing you know, he's going to fucking bring out Ice Cube's fucking ass with the fucking kids in the backseat of his goddamn fucking kids' movies, and fucking MC Ren's going to be like, what the fuck happened?
Is Ice Cube's kids?
Come on. Can you look at Ice Cube the same after movies like that? No, you can't look at that. And what the fuck? It's almost like I feel
bad. You're waiting back to that America's Most Wanted Ice Cube, aren't you?
What was that?
You're waiting for the America's Most Wanted Ice Cube.
What about America's Most Wanted?
No, I'm saying, he said you're still waiting for that America's Most Wanted Ice Cube to come back.
Please, no, man. The Ice Cube at its peak was Death Certificate and The Predator. That was his peak. That was, It Was a Good Day. That was every single joint on the fucking Death Certificate. That was fucking bomb. America's Most Wanted, it was a little too militant for me. But he really focused on lyrics and beats during those two albums, at least for me. And then he went downhill.
Have you heard anything from Detox yet?
Who?
Have you heard anything from Detox yet?
No.
Okay.
Have you?
There's a bunch of reference tracks that leak. Like, nothing with really Dre on it. A bunch of stuff that Dre's using. You know what I'm saying? Since Dre's always used Ghost Rider.
I'm telling you, they're pulling the GNR Axl Rose playbook. That's what happened with the Chinese Democracy. They would leak a track here or a track there, and it ended up being a big pile of bullshit.
Well, Detox is already screwed, because I was already thinking about this today. Everybody's putting so much hype onto it that even if it's a good album, anything short of great, you know what I'm saying, is everybody's going to dog it. It's already dead in the water because it's overhyped. So no matter what comes out, it's screwed.
No, I would agree to that to a point, but this is a big B-U-T. If it's good, if it's classic, if it is, it's going to be marked as such because the playing field is not that great, okay?
Ain't that the goddamn truth.
Period. So if you have a good to great rap album come out, it doesn't matter if it's not the Chronic, like, you know, bastard sister or whatever, but that's people will acknowledge that fact. But West Coast hip-hop's been dead for a long, long time.
Yeah, at this point, the South is running shit only because everybody's
another piece of.
I kind of think that's by default, though.
T.I.'s in jail. Ludacris is also becoming a shell of his former self.
There's only one
fire of T-Pain and Akon. I want to.
Well, you've come to the right show. You should know that already.
First off, the only, and I don't know how you guys feel about this, but the only guy out there. Who is pushing himself and pushing rap music, whether it likes it or not, is Kanye West. Sorry.
Wah, wah, wee, wah.
He's the only guy.
Well, but you're right. I'll give you that. I've given Kanye, I don't like his ego. I think his ego is a little out there.
Ego,
and 808 Heartbreaks kissed my ass, but
his ego is what
that's a terrible
him
album.
Push that level. If it weren't for his ego, if it weren't for his ego, he wouldn't be as good as he is. Just like Dr. Dre wouldn't be as good as he is. You think about it, The Chronic would not be as good as it was if Dr. Dre didn't have to go out of his way to, like, push it in Eazy-E and Ruth's Records face. Right?
What about 2001?
The only good track on there is, what the fuck was that one? The group one with Snoop and Nate Dogg and shit. That was the last great hurrah. That was the last great hurrah.
Da, 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 da.
The next episode.
That wasn't even a track that was left on that album. That was supposed to be on Doggy Style, come to think about it, right?
Remember, if you look at the liner notes of that fucking Doggy Style shit, and I was so pissed at that. The next
we talked
episode,
about that numerous times.
The next episode was supposed to have Ice Cube in it. Ice Cube was not in that song.
I think that's probably in Dre's basement.
Please, like
Dre doesn't even own it.
Like
wait a minute, hold on.
Like his 80s glam outfit. I'm sure he still has that.
Wow. Man, he is going in on Dre right now.
Yeah!
Damn.
I'm sorry. Look, man, you're
going to... No, don't apologize for shit. Don't apologize.
No, we make no apologies on this show.
Man, I'm sorry.
Well, okay.
And, like, at least... And you know what else, too? Here's the difference between Kanye and all these other guys, too. When South Park spoofed on him and tore him a new one, practically called him a gay, all right? He was man enough to actually get in on the joke and acknowledge that he is as arrogant as they say he is.
Well,
right?
I don't think he had a choice.
No. I'm telling you, there's either, you could do either a plausible deniability like R. Kelly when he was spooked. Okay? Or go angry like all the other people who are on South Park. That's what I'm saying. Fucking at least Kanye West was like, they got me. Because it's true. You know?
Besides Kanye, who else do you like?
Rap-wise?
Yeah, that's a very good question. Who are you feeling hip-hop-wise right now?
Who am I feeling hip-hop-wise? Well, I think that people are sleeping on the return of not conscious-laden rap, but rap that is, like, really fucking... It reminds me of Tribe Called Quest days. Like, this guy called P.O.S. Have you ever heard of him?
Wait, repeat it again? I missed that.
P.O.S.
I think he said P.O.S.
P.O.S.
I've heard... The name, I have not heard any of the music.
The guy he reminds me of something that Tribe Called Quest would have done if it was just a one-man show.
Okay.
What about Consequence?
Consequence is good, too. I like lyrical shit, you know? It's not about just, like, I don't know, I'm sorry, too. You mentioned the Southern rap is running shit. I can't wait for that to die. It's dying.
Hey, but wait a minute. I got to give credit to one dude. I got to give credit to one nigga that I think is going to wind up taking over the South, like the way Scarface, like, you know how Scarface is held in such high regard? One motherfucker, because I heard a verse from him today, Bun B. I got to give credit to who credit's due. Bun B tears up any track he's on.
That's right.
Well, you know what? Honestly,
the best rap song I heard last year was that track that him and Pimp C did with Outkast. Bar none.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they,
play
it. What is it? Damn it.
It's Players some shit.
Yes.
International
it's the International like Players Anthem or something like that. I can't remember it.
That was...
I have it, too. But, like, I had it on a TV show.
That was the bomb. That track did not get as enough play as it should, especially considering it was...
Yeah, but doesn't Andre 3000 kill that beginning verse, though?
Oh, my God, yeah.
He decimates that beginning verse.
He is one of the most underrated rappers. Period. He could tear Eminem.
Oh, that's right on money. You have no argument from us about that.
No.
I'm right.
Dude, we're all on the same wavelength.
Good.
Well, maybe without the Dre stuff right now, but whatever. I mean,
The Dre stuff, we all got to prove something to me.
He's got to prove something to me. I got to listen to something that he does and say, wow, that's Dre? That's what I need to hear.
I think he's got to listen to that Bishop Lamont joint.
I don't know who that is.
I definitely think.
I think he's got to hear that Bishop Lamont joint.
It's my thought. When you have to really move CDs and no one's moving CDs except for Lil Wayne, okay?
Oofah.
then you have to come out the box like Manny Pacquiao, all right? Round two, in the face, out, out. You have to leave people breathless. Has Eminem done anything to leave y'all breakfast? Breakfast. I usually have a fucking bowl of cereal around this time. God damn it.
Kaboom?
I don't. There is no kaboom down here. Sorry.
We gotta ship him a box of kaboom.
Actually, yo, I found out for the record, everybody, kaboom cereals are still made, and you can actually special order them, so they are still out there.
Yes.
I was about to say, Arn, you were gonna say kaboom. They found out that kaboom cereal is the origin of swine flu.
Oh no, that's terrible.
Damn, you do stay out of this.
Ooh, you stupid ass sound effects. I heard this. What happened? I'm just waiting for like somebody to go baba booey.
Oh, don't even play, dude. We had a phone caller a couple shows ago that we swear up and down it had to be something we know, somebody we know, probably somebody
you know
too.
You know who it was? And I was talking to, I emailed Billy about this name too. Do you remember that tiny dude, Brandon? Remember Brandon from Life Skills? Remember him?
Yeah, I remember Brandon.
I want to know where he is. I want to know where he is.
Big People, Little World.
What?
Wow.
Big People, Little World.
Yeah. I bet you that motherfucker's balling right now.
Oh, dude, you're down in Florida. I got to get into Rick Ross. Okay, before we get off the Dre and Eminem shit, I do got to bring up one thing, though. I don't know if you know about this. fuck that fat nigga.
Oh, I hate him.
Alan.
Fucking we the best.
I don't think so, Jim.
So he's got a ship nuttier version of Static Selective. Stick to the script. Just to see like what a real DJ could do on a compilation album as opposed to
on a label based.
That's what they're calling mixtapes these days, compilation albums.
No. It's technically not a mixtape.
It's what you know how they do it. The guy cuts it like the way Clue did his tape. Remember how Clue had like the two tapes?
The professional.
Yeah.
Nut.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I didn't know if there was a question.
You've been so positive. I didn't know.
Do you remember Clue's Professional 1 and 2?
No.
You don't remember Clue?
I acted like I did, though. I was like, yeah, I remember. I don't remember. All
right, what about 60 Bits of Funk?
I remember having a whole shitload of mixtapes, buying them from a fucking Haitian man. It's probably back in Haitia because dollars work better now. God.
Memories.
All right, so you want to get on the Ross thing?
Oh, yeah. So, okay. So before we get off of the Eminem thing and kind of incorporate Rick Ross, is Rick Ross, because he had...
Rick Ross looks like Dayrude, who is the fucking that guy from Brooklyn.
Dayrude
Damaja, who after he got bit by a bumblebee. That motherfucker's got that beard. Fucking...
She's stupid.
What about Rick Ross?
Okay, all right. Now, Rick Ross had an ongoing beef with 50, all right, these last couple of months. All right. And
club.
It was a retarded thing. There was, like, weak tracks coming from everybody. It was more video-based. You know what I mean? It was more based on the internet and, like, little cracks they were taking at each other, not music. It was a really whack beef. All right. But, what didn't help was Rick Ross's album came out, right? And here's something going back to where we started talking about sales and shit. Like you said, Lil Wayne's the only one selling and shit. Rick Ross sold something like 170,000 copies of his album, all right? And he considers that a big – and it's kind of fucked up because nowadays that's considered a big victory, okay?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Jadakiss had no promotion and pretty much sold the same amount.
Yeah, Rick Ross
– Jadakiss is a real MC. And he had some fly-ass bitches in that video.
Knock yourself out. Got it.
Oh, the uncensored version of it.
There's an uncensored version?
Yeah.
Of Knock Yourself Out? Knock Yourself
Out. Well, no, whatever the hell that video is with him going from, like, Jamaica to, like Mexican gangs and shit.
Oh, I might be confusing. But all right. All right, but moving on, but just to keep in topic before we take three steps backwards.
Shocker.
Yeah.
Fuck y'all, man. Shit.
Whatchamacallit. So Rick Ross, right, it said, like, he won the beef with 50. 50 is no challenge. June is no challenge. He's going to have to go at Eminem, right? So he's literally
–
yes, Rick
yeah.
Ross started to call out Eminem.
Why?
Yeah, there's a video of it. Because he said 50 is no challenge, so he's going to go after a bigger dog. You know, he's going to go after the monkey because he said he can't call him a honky. You know what I mean? There's a video of Rick Ross
what?
Actually saying this.
Wow, that's racist.
Yeah. So
did he watch 8 Mile? I mean, that's not how people talk these days.
But
the
either way, man,
the honky was in fucking Saturday Night Live.
Yo, dude. But either way, Rick Ross is calling out Eminem. Eminem has yet to react, at least you know publicly. But he's pushing it. He's starting to push it.
Yeah.
The motherfucker
yeah.
is about to commit
listen,
career suicide.
Listen, when he did this LL Cool J, wake me up, all right? Because you don't want that motherfucker to wake up because he's been dormant for a long, long time. All right? LL
wow.
Cool
wow.
J is the only rapper who could tear someone and kill their career. I don't think anyone that Eminem's ever beefed with has their career has died. Right? Didn't Jermaine Dupri and Eminem have a little beef?
Yeah, they had a little sign. It was more Dre. Eminem just came to his Dre's defense.
But who is Eminem?
Yeah, but Eminem never really went at. The only person Eminem really went at with both barrels had to be Benzino.
And he killed him.
Who?
Ray Benzino.
Ray Benzino.
The almighty RSO.
I got what you're going at. I got you. Yes, who? Exactly.
Fuck it, I'm going to be
maybe I was wrong.
Literal Pablo. Who? Amen?
I take that back then, because if he completely obliterated him, that guy, so that way I don't even remember his name, that's pretty good.
Who, Benzino?
Who?
Who?
You know, Made Men.
The guy who?
My new nickname is Literal Pablo.
All right.
Exactly. So
Ross is boring. This conversation is as boring as Rick Ross's rap.
So, oh man.
All right. So how about this one? Here's another one that we can all. Here's something that popped in my head, and this would be perfect for us. All right, in my opinion.
All right.
Busta Rhymes. All right, Busta Rhymes got dropped from Aftermath. Wait. I hear you loading up the barrel. Hold on. So Busta got dropped from Aftermath. Is still working on his album called Back on My Bullshit. He just released. What happened?
Why did he get dropped from Aftermath?
Nobody really knows the details, but either way, he left. He's not part of Aftermath anymore.
Because they're too polite
yeah.
to not put him out the pasture. That's why.
All right. Oh. Now, a lot of people nowadays, I'm reading, okay, this is all internet bullshit for the record, but a lot of like XXL, Mag, like a lot of the official sites, official magazines, are starting to whisper Busta as a GOAT just for his long, just for, he's been in the biz, he's been in for like 18 years, and he continues to put out records. But I gotta be honest, everything I've heard over the last 2 years ain't all that great. He completely lost his whole steelo that brought him to the dance.
Okay.
A-Rab money ain't all that.
I'm with you on that one. Absolutely. If you want,
is Busta a GOAT?
If you want to
no.
greatest, you have to put, look, all right, here, Q-Tip versus Busta Rhymes, all right, who's the
Tip.
Better lyricist now?
Tip, I guess, give it to Tip,
Q-tip.
Producing, lyricist, the whole nine.
Q-Tip, okay, you want, that's a blasphemy to leave Q-Tip out of that whole sentence about greatest of all time, all right, Q-Tip is still bringing out good albums.
Yeah, the
I,
only
I
problem is.
I listened to a couple songs and I'm like, wow, that motherfucker still has it.
Oh yeah, I agree with you. Me and Sid last year were saying that had to be one of the best albums of the year.
Yeah.
Anyway,
you know what I'm saying?
I hear you. I'm sorry, that's just bullshit.
You know what I mean? But I hear like nothing. Go ahead.
You don't understand something. What's happening to rap is what happens to. It's sad but true, man. these acts, they're becoming 80s bands. That's what's happening. They're becoming like Aerosmith. Oh, Aerosmith came out with a new album. Their hardcores will always die for it and everything like that. But it's all nostalgia. You look at the new Busta Rhymes video that's on MTV. It's a carbon copy of what he's done before. The same with Eminem. It's always carbon copy of what they've done before.
Even though, you know what, though? I gotta say, though, with Busta, the one thing that, maybe it's just me. Maybe, like, to partially agree with what you're saying, that,
Are you looking at your Busta Rhymes poster and shedding a tear like the Indian watching people throw?
Oh, no, fuck that. No, I give two shits about Busta. Listen, what I'm saying is, though, maybe it's the nostalgia in me, you know what I mean, that misses the animated Busta, because over the last 5-6 years, there is no more anime. Busta gets animated when he's on stage in rare performances. Like case in point, Busta came out for a Tribe Called Quest at the VH1 Hip Hop Honors. That was the animated Busta we remember. You know what I mean? But all this other shit that he does now, still trying to remain relevant, still putting out stuff now, like A-Rab Money, like Conglomerate. There's a couple of songs out there.
Sorry, I had to represent my play.
Sorry, Seth. Whatchamacallit? That bust is not there no more. It's like the dreads went and everything playful about him went there. All of a sudden, the motherfucker's a big coke dealer in half of his rhymes. That's some bullshit.
What? Seriously? Him and DMX? What the hell's going on here?
Difference. DMX uses crack.
He never get high on your own supply.
And what happened to that motherfucker? He did too.
Isn't he gonna be on like? Oh, I think he's gonna be on some celebrity reality show this
yeah, that's the rumor.
This year.
Who?
Celebrity Rehab.
He's gonna be on like celebrity Rehab.
Who? DMX.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's tragic.
That's right, everybody. DMX, Celebrity Rehab.
I feel bad for him. They tried to make him into like a Tupac character, and he's going to end up looking like fucking, like, Wayne Staley.
Pookie.
Pookie.
Fucking sad. It's sad what fucking happened to that motherfucker. He must have been crazy, though. You know why? Because no one really ever hung out with him. Like, you never saw, like, mad, like, you never had, like, a collaboration record or anything like that. He was always out on his own. That must be for a real good reason.
That's a good. When you think about it, outside of Rough Riders, and even Rough Riders, man, it was here and there. It was touch and go that he worked with everybody.
Yeah, Rough Riders lasted for what? Like a second? The second that Eve found out that she could have a career on her own, she was like, peace.
Dude, every crew that came out of the 90s, kind of all of them. And when I say crew, I mean like deep, not groups, not hip-hop groups. I'm talking about crews, like, you know what I mean?
Oh.
A mass amount of people under one banner.
Oh, and by the way, let me just ask you guys, because you obviously know a lot more than this me. What the fuck happened to Cameron, man? Everyone abandoned that motherfucker, right? I mean,
pretty much. He's got an album coming out. Actually, he has an album coming out today.
But I saw the video for the album, okay? It's video music box quality.
Yo, the front of EMB, man.
Listen, if you know what I'm fucking right too, because when you saw that video, you're like, Ohio, what the fuck? Did he film this with
I get it in Ohio.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm not feeling none of his shit. I'm not feeling none of it, man.
I mean,
you not heard cookies into apple juice.
Huh?
Cookies and apple juice is ridiculous. He has a song called Cookies and Apple Juice.
Oh my god.
See,
that's just what happens.
It's that serious.
That does sound serious.
And apple juice.
That's I'm just pissed my fucking iron broke. Don't fucking sit me. Hey,
yo, all right, you know what? I'm going to switch topics real quick, just because you brought up Ohio. And in the unlikely event that you did not show up tonight, I had to have stuff planned just in case you didn't show up tonight. All right. Speaking of Ohio, do you guys know, Sid, you might know about this. I don't know if you know about this nut. There are quote-unquote real-life superheroes in Cincinnati.
Like Batman?
All right.
I did see this.
Are we talking Batman superheroes, or are we talking Superman superheroes?
We're talking
Batman superheroes.
You know what? Check it out. Everybody, listen close. I got a clip.
Wait. Before we even start, can we get the news background?
Oh, but wait, I can't play the clip while I'm playing it. All right, I'll hype it up. That's right, folks. In Cincinnati, there were reports of actual, real heroes. No, not of the got struck by a meteor up his ass type. No, more like, I'm going to put on an outfit, walk around, and wait for someone to kick my ass. Chuck, let's go to the report.
Dressed like a professional wrestler with a cape, Shadow Hair is actually a 21-year-old from Milford, although that's all he would tell us about his identity. He says he was abused as a child, grew up in foster homes, and now has dedicated his life to helping others.
Well, since when has Cincinnati had one great hero?
Is that a dude?
Yeah, that's a dude. That is a dude.
Somebody better give this guy, listen, go to Ohio, hire a stripper, get this guy some pussy, and let him move on, okay? Let him move the fuck on. Right?
Oh.
Maybe because he was molested, maybe he asked, whatever it takes. This guy's dangerous.
Oh, dude, I got more. It's not even over.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's not over?
No.
Check this out.
Check out from his words what they believe they do. What happened?
I said, I got to break out my ninja costume.
Oh, you got to see the outfit.
You got this video of it, okay? This is from an actual news report out of Cincinnati. Yo, it will pop up for those that know how to get a hold of me. All right. All right, check this. Here is him explaining what they do.
I just want to set this for the record. If y'all ever want to know what I'm like in this whole thing, I'm like the Dave Chappelle of this group. Y'all never know where I am. I am in Africa. Just saying, you know.
Right.
I end off on a high note. I end off on a high note, and I'm ghost for like 10 years.
All right, let's get to the next clip.
Do people say ghost still? Is that still relevant? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Shadow Hair leads a group he calls the Allegiance of Heroes.
Allegiance assemble! We help enforce the law by doing what we can in legal standards. So we carry handcuffs, tasers, pepper spray, all the legal weapons. We will do citizens' arrests, and we will intervene on crimes if there is one happening in front of us.
If there is,
yes.
I love that disclaimer. You mean they don't have like super senses? Like where's the fucking bat signal for these motherfuckers? Is it like a loser sign? Like,
oh man, the video is hysterical because they're just walking around in their makeshift outfits, all right? One dude is kind of thick, and he's wearing, like, lime green neon pants.
Oh, come on.
It's like spandex.
This is something out of the Daily Show. This is Borat. Borat must have done this.
Dude, and they're all wearing masks.
Not real.
All right, they're all wearing masks and, like, Heelys, and they're handing out business cards to, like, security guys.
Oh, location, Fortress of Solitude, a.k.a. the building behind the Arco Arena.
Oh, the best part about this is apparently there's a superhero. This is for everybody out there who doesn't believe this shit.
I heard the Legion.
There's
a Legion assemble. Is that what he said? Am I right with that?
Yeah, I heard that. It's like four of them with their hands, you know, put in the center.
Pablo, all I want to know is, do they have decoder rings?
I don't know, but we can find out because
Archie comic book.
Dude, they have a website where you can register yourself as a superhero. There's a superhero registry with all of these fucking guys.
You gotta understand something, dude. I just realized something. It's actually kind of pathetic that we're laughing at them because Hollywood is coming down to them right now to make all those motherfuckers rich as hell. And here we are, some broke ass dudes.
Okay. Let's one more clip. This is what he hopes. For the future.
I hope he comes down to fix my goddamn iron. That's what I hope. That shit ain't gonna happen.
Shadow Hair hopes that as word spreads about what he's doing, others will join his cause.
Oh boy.
In the meantime, his team stands alone, believing in their mission, even if no one else does.
Our message to Cincinnati is that there is still hope, and all we have to do is stand together.
All right, here's a philosophical question, okay?
Yeah.
If everyone becomes superheroes, who are the villains?
Samuel Jackson. Samuel Jackson. Yeah, that's right.
Samuel Jackson is not a villain, okay? He will always.
Tommy Lee Jones?
Tommy Lee Jones is. Are we talking Tommy Lee Jones and Batman and Robin, or Tommy Lee Jones and The Fugitive? Two totally different Tommy Lee Jones.
Tommy Lee Jones in Under Siege.
Under Siege? You saw that movie?
Not two, first one.
Oh, he was in both of them? God damn, you got your fucking Steven Seagal discography all really down, don't you?
Gary Busey in
Listen.
Die Hard?
We live in a world where Mickey Rourke got fucking nominated for a goddamn Academy Award and people were serious about it. I'm not surprised that there's fucking superheroes in the world.
Well, you guys see the video. These are some serious... This takes the term fanboys to a whole nother level.
By the way, they're still criminals, by the way, because the second they put a taser on the wrong person, their ass is going to jail.
I want to know this question.
You want
I can
to know
only imagine...
You want to ask this
question? Oh, I want to ask it, damn it.
All right, I'm listening.
I just want to know the answer to this question. Does that work for you?
Sure.
Okay, I want to see the pitch meeting that goes on in the newsroom who has the story to the reporter.
Okay.
Like, dude, somebody talks to me an idea. I got it. You're going to follow these four weirdos around in mass all day and try to make it a straight news story.
It's easy money, man. As easy money. Easy fucking money. That is like no-brainer headline news.
Oh, man. This is what this world's come down to.
We're in two totally different states, and we're talking about it, right? Do you think that the fucking shit that goes on in Cincinnati makes our fucking news headlines? Hell no.
All the time.
Because I used to get it in Ohio.
Apparently, him and Cameron. Cameron's under the mask, apparently.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Him in his pink fur coat. He's the Pink Avenger.
And Range Rover.
And Range Rover.
Did he actually sell that?
Yeah, he did. He eBayed it off.
Yeah, I thought we talked about it once, but I don't remember if we
talked
about it.
Yeah, he put the pink Range Rover on eBay.
That's when you know times are tough. It is the recession, after all.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's so bad of a recession. You're going to love this one, guys.
Did it take that long to get to the punch along?
Yes, it does. And this show, it does.
That is not how you know you're in a down economy. Go ahead.
Oh.
Yeah, check this one out. Disney will no longer scan the pictures at Splash Mountain when you're going down the hill and stuff, or any of their other rides because of women who keep baring their breasts at the appropriate time when the camera takes the picture.
Now, why would be the bad part about that?
I've been to Disney World one too many times, and I've never seen that. So that's a bold-faced lie. They're just trying to gin up fucking publicity so that way college frat boys go to Disneyland. So that way they can ride in the It's a Small World after all and whip out their cocks in front of the little kids.
You'd have to time that right.
You really would.
What?
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I got stuck in my head when he said it.
Of course.
Oh boy.
I'm sorry. I'll stop now.
Yeah, I know.
Can we
talk
about Rick Ross?
Can
we talk about Rick Ross?
I'll hit myself.
How about DJ Khaled?
What are you doing?
Now listen, is DJ Khaled a Muslim or Hispanic?
He's Hispanic.
He is?
No.
No, he's Middle Eastern. I'm sorry.
Oh, I stumped you. I don't know any Puerto Rican named Khaled. Or Khalid.
And he's from the Bronx, everybody. He's from the BX.
So what?
Well, they got all kinds of Puerto Ricans.
Bronx too. It doesn't make him fucking, a good MC.
I didn't say anything about an MC. We're talking about Puerto Ricans knowing that you said you ain't never known any Hispanic called Khalid. And I'm saying that's good.
Khalid. First off,
so that's what the fuck his name is.
What? What? You spoke with
I said whatever the fuck his name is.
I think he's Middle Eastern. I'm sorry.
Middle Eastern?
Yeah.
It's just confusing because he hangs out with Fat Joe. You know. And he looks.
Because
he's
now moved to Miami and the Bronx thanks him.
He looks Cuban or Puerto Rican. He looks Latino. He does. He's got the goatee and everything working. And I've never seen a real fat Muslim either. I haven't.
I have.
Except for that 9/11 terrorist that looks like my dad. Pablo, you remember what my father looks like?
Yes, I completely remember what your father looks like.
All right, you look at that pic, the guy who they waterboarded like 2,000 times, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, I think his name is, you'd be like, oh my God, that's Johnson's dad. I felt so bad.
Nice.
I hug my head in shame. I said, Dad, how could you? How could you? Think of the children.
Oh God, yep, he's back on his bullshit.
The following program may contain adult language
back
and listener discretion is advised.
With another track.
Oh man. Yeah, man, we got about, and the best part is we only got 9 minutes of this horse shit left.
Listen.
I was just about to curse out the producer again.
Who's the producer in this fucking show, Pablo?
Well, technically me.
I know Sid has been patient to have those silly little sound effects going off every 5 seconds.
Hey, don't be knocking the
sound. Oh, man. You can blame it on the intern. Always blame it on the intern.
Fucking player. You gotta
Let me tell you something. This little Blog Talk Radio, there's like another 100 shows on this shit. More than 100 shows. All right? And I could tell you this. When you listen to some of these other shows, the shit we do and the way we do it, at least we're marginally good.
You know what? When Kirk Cameron has his own show.
Is it Kirk Cameron?
Yeah. Kirk Cameron has his own show.
Doesn't he love Jesus now? Kirk
Cameron?
Yeah.
That's sad. Nice. Does he love Jesus? Nice. Wow. Way to just knock down a man's face.
Yeah, well.
He got more pussy than any of us combined times the 12th power. Okay, so believe me, there's some point in which the only thing that's going to pleasure you is the thought of God, because no bitch is going to do it for you anymore.
Well, he wound up marrying the girl that the last girlfriend he had on the damn show.
Yeah, right. The chick that he was in the acting class with.
Who would you rather be, Leonardo DiCaprio or Kirk Cameron? No brainer. You know, that motherfucker's fucked. I mean, he's got to have tapped Scarlett Johansson, Kate Winslet. God, Kate Winslet.
I love what you think about in your spare time.
What else am I going to think about? Fucking my iron. My iron is broken. Do you realize I'm going to go into court tomorrow and look like a goddamn fucking bum?
Oh, man.
I look like a goddamn extra in a Cameron video. What the fuck?
All right. If anybody wants to send an iron, you know, to Jonathan tonight, you can send it at doubledagaradio@yahoo.com.
Nice plug.
It doesn't have to be an expensive iron. I'm rocking some Farberware shit right now. It's like $10 at a grocery store. I miss bodegas.
Hey, we talked about that a minute ago, man. Because Sid, out of all three of us, Sid's the only
one. Hour, y'all. They've been talking about.
You're a son of a bitch. Listen, you know what the hell I mean.
Slang evolved to an hour.
In a minute.
See, this is what happens. I leave the Bronx and everything goes to hell.
So Sid's the only one that still lives around a bodega. Apparently.
That's what I call keeping it real.
Oh, man, you don't even want to know, because a while back last year, man, I was yelling because the one store that I went to that still had, like, quarter bags of chips and Little Debbie cakes and shit upstate, they jacked the prices up to, like, 55 cents.
That's inflation.
55 and 59 cents, bro. I was heated. I was like, they could have just made it a well-rounded number.
4 pennies around.
That was the point we were yelling about. Well, okay, I was yelling about.
Stupid.
It was retarded.
The
being in New York is a bitch.
What was it, the Little Debbie?
Yeah, man.
the cake tax, cream tax.
Swiss rolls.
But something was something's up because they rolled back those prices. The same items that they jumped like 4 or 5 months ago to like 59 cents is now back to 50.
Because people like you complained. Way to fucking start a revolution, Pablo.
Hey, don't worry about yo, I gotta give shout outs to Sid, because Sid I heard went protesting right around his block.
Protesting.
Fuck the tea parties, we wouldn't have little Debbie parties.
Little Debbie party. Wouldn't that be great? That'd be awesome.
Man.
Do you remember that girl Debbie that Billy used to date?
Uh oh. Wait, we're not going there. I'm not gonna discuss Billy because me and Billy had a real ugly falling out. I will not contribute anything.
What happened?
Don't put me in this one. I'm dropping the mic down.
Tell me what happened.
It started on the radio show, and it continued off air with some personal things
between
me and him.
You know, high school is over, right? I mean, what the fuck could y'all have
been arguing about? Oh, yeah, I completely know.
What could you have been arguing about?
In a nutshell, his wedding.
His wedding?
His wedding,
are you
yeah.
upset that you weren't chosen to be the wedding planner? What could you be mad about?
You son of a bitch.
Wow, that actually sounded like you. That actually sounded like you. I was fooled for a second.
You're an asshole.
What?
Yeah, man. Nah, I can't. I won't get into it. I won't get into it, at least on here.
Hit me up on the email, the Facebook email, and let me know what happened. In a minute.
In a minute? You're a dick, dude.
Listen, there must be some sort of delay. Right? There's a delay on this because I say something, I have to wait like 2 seconds for y'all to respond.
Yeah, there probably is. Next time you're on, remember when I spoke, when we were doing the setting up, I put out there that either you can call in or I can handle it on my end and get a hold of you and put you on myself.
So if you call,
as a matter of fact, you know what? Because in all sincerity, in about 2 minutes, we're no longer going to be live. Okay, in 2 minutes we're not going to be live.
It's like an episode of Fringe where I'm going to be sucked into some sort of weird scientific vortex.
Basically, they're going to dump. Basically, you're going to be off. They're going to hang up on you automatically. But we can have a post if you want to do a post show wrap up that will be recorded for the podcast. I can call you back.
Sure, that'd be fine.
Okay, so
for
anybody who's listening,
I know people are listening. Turn over an oven. That way it could dry.
You gotta put your what in the oven?
I gotta hang my shirt over an oven. That way it could dry, cause it's all wet. I sprayed it with a spray. So that way I could iron it, and it's all fucking wet now. I ain't got no shirt for tomorrow. I'm sad.
Oh man, this show. I ought to rename this show. Nut in the iron. The nut in the
iron. Don't we have the name for this already?
Yes, we do have a name because it's...
Don't say what the name is. Don't do it. Wait till the post show and we can get it up. No, it's an awesome... It's worth the listen for the podcast, all right? So give the plugs and then we're out, right?
Yeah, we got less than a minute, man. All right, so Nut, we're going to call you back for the post show. All the plugs. Big ups to one who has been on the phone with us throughout the whole show, completely picking at us and going off about Dre. Much love. Thank you, Nut, for being with us this evening.
Beautiful.
It's nice to hear from you. A lot of people, next time we got to really plan this and really go in. All the plugs, conglomerate.podomatic.com. That's for DJ Sid. All the mixes
Has
up there. You can also listen to this show up there. We also got our MySpace pages, myspace.com/DA Conglomerate for Sid. Skills Row for myself. Anybody want to be our friends and make us feel special on an outdated
outdated
social networking site?
It's the fucking GeoCities / tripod of social networking sites.
Oh, don't get me started.
Wow. And we're also on Nevio, apparently.
Yeah, we're definitely on Nevio. We haven't got kicked off the syndicated network yet, but I think that's going to change after the show. But
big up to everybody in Britain who's listening. Big up to all our live people who are listening. We're going to try to have another live show next week.
Like
who the hell knows? Eric Adams may be back. Hell, we may have Nut back. Jonathan is not shutting up. We got 13 seconds left.
Two girls, one cup. Two girls, one cup. Two girls, one cup.
Oh, shit. Okay, people. I don't know who's with us. I don't know who's not with us.
Play the intro, man. Play the intro. Just.
Post-game show is brought to you by. Christ, I can't find it. The hell with it.
Wow.
All right, man. Yo, check it out. Everybody, this is the podcast part of it. Just because it was so interesting, we're going to put everybody on hold right now. We're going to play a song while we try to get Nut on the phone. As soon as we get Nut on the phone, we're just going to cut into the song and get right back into it. Is that fair to do, Sid?
I think it's a fair assumption after the hour of
insanity. Like,
yeah, that just occurred. So.
All right, so you know what? I'm going to play a song. It might be a little low for some of y'all, whatever. You know what? It's coming out. We played the snippet of Eminem. That's coming out next Tuesday, whether or not you like them or not, or any of the new stuff. Also coming out next Tuesday, a big fuck-up on Def Jam's part. They should have either had the album come out this week or the week after Eminem. Don't put it against Eminem. Method Man and Redman, Blackout 2. Here is the big single off of this. We had this like a month and a half ago, but we haven't been on the air, so we're going to play it now. All right, so it's called Ayo, and as soon as we get Nut back up on the phones, we're going to come right back. So, chill.
World. Check it out, yo. I be like Iggy, yes, y'all. Doctor on call, I rock to my name and graffiti on the wall. Got flow like the rappers in Great George. Got weed,
I got blunt.
My name Jamal, I pause. Flick the ash from my L, I pause. Like running, chasing my Zell. DMC is me, host for the night. Papa Doc, only thing I don't choke on the mic. I choke a bitch out if my guap ain't correct. Then when my John Hancock, I'll get the check. I love trucks, but drop tops is the best. From the Beamer, Benz, now Rolex.
Watch me.
She like red, so cool. Any nigga after me, it's a deja vu. Doc stay in the paint like AI shoes. Just watch how I one turn the made I move.
Now hop in my truck and roll up the window. Hey-o, you know what you in for. Once we turn the corner, light up the window. Hey-o. Hell, hell, yeah, she with me, getting low like a limbo. Roll with G's, I'ma show you how to get dough. Third degree, let it burn with my kimbo. Hell,
who these corner store rappers slinging cracks in my hall? Mama's in the kitchen cooking cat, rat, and dog. Me, I want a little something, y'all can have it all. I'm trying to walk before I crawl and move this package in my drawer. That's why I push the pedal to the motherfucking floor. With 10% left of those who bust up the poor. And still I keep it funky like 4+. What more? Get this money like in God we trust. Trust your boy, that's a given. Living this life like it was written. Especially for me, I'm what the recipe is missing. Blow my pip in the air, key the ignition. Then get to lane switching, plucking ashes off the clipping. Mommy wanna ride and play the Bonnie to my Clyde. If anybody try to kill Bill, it'd probably be the bride. Like all jokes aside, serious with mine. And now I'm on this grind like a man in his prime.
Now hop in my truck and roll up the window. Hell, you know what you in for. Once we turn the corner, light up the window. Hell, 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 yeah. She with me, getting low like a limbo. Roll with G's, I'ma show you how to get dough. Third degree, let it burn with my kimbo. Hell, hell,
yo,
hell.
I got my swagger on, and I feel great. Funk Doc be in the hood like infamil cases. I network on MySpace real late, hoping my Apple make me another Bill Gates. Around my crib, look how I live. I'm a slob, but crip niggas say I get biz. Anywhere I dare to show, women saying that I ain't
so amazing.
Yeah, another mic, another night in the days in. Another heist, another kite in the state pen. My state business shit, y'all do just break wind.
York, nigga,
either you made mice or made men. I do the dirt to keep my hand on the work. Ah, got the other hand, I'm on a Lisa skirt. My A1 since day one's got. How many shots will it take to make sun drop?
Now hop in my truck and roll up the window. Hell, you know what you in for. Once we turn the corner, light up the window. Hell. Hell, hell, yeah, she with me, getting low like a limbo. Roll with G's, I'ma show you how to get dough. Third degree, let it burn.